Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that we should remember that the book of Joel started with the land under judgment for sin and ends with the land flowing with milk and honey. Listen as we get back to the study today. We want to help you to know Christ as your Savior. You can go to our website. We've got two of them, but let me give you this site. I gave you one early at the start of verse 17. But Central Baptist Ocala, that's CentralBaptistOcala.org. And my friend, you go to that site and you'll see the plan of salvation right down in the middle of the page. Just scroll down to it and you'll see the plan of salvation. We even have it recorded and you can listen to it and you can receive Jesus Christ as your Savior so that you'll know that if you die today, that heaven's your home. You see, my friend, you say, well, I'm too great a sinner, but the Bible lets us know where sin abounded, grace does much more abound, Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Great because no matter who you are, no matter how deep your sin has been, what God cleanses, no longer called common nor unclean. Boy, in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, it talks about those that were drunkards and were homosexuals and a whole bunch of other sordid sins. He says, such were some of you, but they were cleansed. How? By the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is great news, and that can be the news. That can be the testimony of your life. Now, let's go on to verse 18. Matter of fact, let me just start here at verse 18 and give you a good outline of the rest of this book. I would call it this, restored, verse 18, rejected, verse 19, and revived, verses 20 and 21. Let me read verse 18 again to you. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Well, that means absolutely nothing to any, if your walk with God is not right, or if you're not saved. We should remember that this book of Joel and its prophecy started out with the devastation of the locusts on a sinful and unrepentant land. But it ends with a land that's flowing with milk and honey, a land that is both fruitful and bountiful. And for that matter, beautiful. But many of those Old Testament folks would lose out on it because they would not repent. Just like many Christians will lose out, or many people who claim to be Christians, or many people who had a chance to become a Christian, will lose out on the New Jerusalem. The eternal reward. Oh, my friend, don't live this life that is but for a moment, that appears as a vapor for a little time, then passes away. Don't live this life for this life. Live this life with eternity set in your heart, knowing God's plan and seeking to fulfill His will. You'll find that in the Word of God. And so, here's a land that has been through it all. The Old Testament shows us that sin has a consequence. a consequence that is far greater than any pleasure that it brought. Israel was ordained to be a nation of priests, but instead it ended up a nation in captivity and separated from its power and position by sin. When one reads the book of Habakkuk, he finds that God issues strong judgment by Babylon on Judah. And the prophet Habakkuk didn't understand that because he says, boy, he started out saying, God, Judah is so evil. My country is so evil. We Jews are so evil. And why aren't you doing anything about it? And God says, I'm going to bring Babylon. Well, Babylon is 100 times worse than they are. And so the prophet didn't understand that. They're much worse than Israel. But there's a lesson we need to learn today. That is, judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall be the end of those who obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ? Israel lost a lot, but we still have an Israelite race. The Babylonians lost more when God judged them. God made the local church a nation of priests to the world today. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, he says, ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, do you realize that in Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, God ordained for Israel to be a nation of priests? Now, a priest does two things. He speaks to God for the world and speaks to the world for God. And Israel was to take the message of God to a lost and dying world. They failed. They said, oh, no, God has chosen us to go to heaven, not chosen us to be his priests. And they lost it all. Now there are those that call themselves Calvinists today, and started there with Israel when they didn't call themselves Calvinists, but that's where Calvin got it from, and from them to the Catholic Church said he had to be a part of them, and all of that, and without them, then you're not going to go to heaven. And so we've seen that down through the ages, that people seen themselves as the chosen one. Catholic Church saw themselves as the chosen church, that a person could only go to heaven through them. Israel, you had to be a Jew. And now today, oh, you've got to have this election. And if you're not elected, you're not going to heaven, no matter how much you love God and no matter how much you want to go. And you see, they go away from the Word of God and they develop a philosophy and use $25 words to make it sound good, but it's still $25 words that'll go take you to hell. You can be saved. Take God at his word. He said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We find out in 1 Timothy chapter 2 that God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. How many times does God have to say it for you to believe it? He said it plenty of time. Whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely. When God says whosoever will, I honestly believe that he means whosoever will. God is not stupid, and God doesn't mince his word. Every word is God-breathed, and it has a purpose. And ours is simply to believe that and not question it. Just believe that God says what he means, and he means what he says. And so that's just something that we need to learn today. We read in 1 Peter chapter 4, the judgment begins at the house of God. If it first begin us, what shall be the end of those that obey not the gospel of Christ? Okay, so we said Israel lost a lot. Babylon lost more. And we've got to look at ourselves. We are called to be a spiritual house lively stones, that is, built on the rock, Jesus Christ, the holy, humble Son of God. We're to be a holy priesthood, not a worldly priesthood. We're to offer up spiritual sacrifice, not fleshly things, that are acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Now, if you're saved, you are a priest of God. Now, let me repeat that. If you're saved, you are a priest of God. A priest speaks to God for others and speaks to others for God, as we already said. In speaking of us, he wants us to be a spiritual house, the local church. What kind of a spirit? Holy. A holy priesthood is a non-worldly, non-fleshly manner in which they serve and worship God. The spiritual sacrifices must be wholly acceptable unto God by Jesus Christ. Remember Belshazzar drinking from the temple vessels? They were dancing and partying, using those vessels. It was somewhat like Israel that made a calf to Jehovah in the wilderness. Oh, they danced, they drank, but they were doing it in the name of Jehovah. That didn't make it right. God brought swift judgment upon them. Now, here's the question. Was the adultery, the drunkenness, and the nudity, and all other things they enjoyed in Israel and Babylon worth it? What they've got today? No. Will it be worth it in eternity? You know, the rich man's been in eternity now for 2,000 years. Jesus taught about the rich man and Lazarus. His words were this, I am tormented in this flame. Well, look, 2,000 years from now, he's still going to be tormented in flame. Revelation 14 tells us that men will be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone forever and ever, and will be tormented night and day forever and ever. Jesus said in Luke that their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched, meaning they never cease to exist. They never escape. They feel the pain forever. They chose the flesh. And so they'll suffer as flesh would suffer in a lake of fire. The only miracle of hell is that it is as the burning bush that Moses saw in the wilderness that was on fire, but the bush did not consume away. Yet he was in a wilderness with dry wood and it was very hot. Or like the three Hebrew children that were thrown into a fiery furnace that was so hot, it kills the strong soldiers that were throwing them in. Although they never entered the fire, it was so hot it killed them.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.